What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as the psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill.
Welcome, welcome everyone. And we are here on Angel Talk Tuesday. Join us every week here every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And we're just preparing to go live on YouTube right now. We've got the lovely Susan Schuler with us this morning. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Julie. Happy New Year. I'm always so excited when it's a new year.
I know. I love to say that, too. I'm like, oh, okay, today's the second. I can't say that anymore. but yes, we bring you many, many New Year blessings, and it's going to be an exciting year here for everybody. And we've got lots of exciting things going on to share with everybody. All right, so Susan, I'm going to have you mute yourself, and then we're just going to go ahead and begin here. All right, welcome, welcome. And we are hosting a weekly energy forecast with the beautiful masters that we work with. I work with Archangel Metatron and the Pleiadians. And Susan works with Jacob, a collective consciousness of master teachers from the Akasha. And Susan also works with the Pleiadians. So for 2018, I'm hearing very loudly and very strongly more of the work with Pleiadians will be shining through our energy forecasts, our messages that we share with everyone each week. So we are delighted to be here this week. Our theme for the week, kind of where your energy is best spent, we're focusing on thoughts. And we all know thoughts become things. So we're excited to share some messages from beyond on where your energy is best spent for this week of January 1st through the 7th. So I am Julie Geigel. I'm an international psychic medium, trance channeler for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer. I also work as a spiritual counselor and a Reiki master teacher. So I've got some really exciting classes coming up for this new year. Susan and I have a couple that we're hosting together. We are launching a Lightworkers Mentorship Program. It's a 12-week program. So we're going to be going deep, deep, deep into your gifts and how you can shine your light. And that starts in March. And I'm also launching a series of Reiki classes. So I'm a Reiki master teacher. It's been a few years since I've taught classes. And Metatron's kind of pushing me to start up with that again. So I'm really, really excited. We're going to be doing kind of a combination of in-person and live. I'm going to try to coordinate that all together to see how that goes. And that's coming up in February. So you can check out all that information and the dates on my website at juliegeigel.com. It is February 2nd, 2-2. Metatron loves double digits. real numerology interest there, absolutely. And don't want to forget my most exciting class to launch the new year is Manifesting Mastermind number eight. And eight's one of my favorite numbers because it's the number of prosperity and abundance. So that launches tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central. We're going to be having an encore broadcast at 6 p.m. if the morning time does not work for you, but this is entirely free. So be sure to sign up, register on my website at juliegeigel.com. Again, that's tomorrow, 9 a.m. Central. We're using the Zoom platform. I think I might be doing Facebook Live too. to launch this amazing, incredible program. It really is life-changing. If you're having any problems with blocks or interference to prosperity and abundance in your life, you're going to want to tune into this because it's really going to help you shift out of poverty consciousness, heal ancestral blockages, and open up to receive the infinite abundance the universe has to offer you. Wow, I'm excited. All right, Metatron's ready. Metatron's ready to share some messages today about where your energy is best spent. So I'm going to go ahead and ring the tincture bells to clear out any negative energy, any lower vibration, and create a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. All right, just getting my video together here. Take a nice deep breath with me. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you here on this beautiful new day of your new year. And if you haven't had an opportunity to consciously close out 2017, we'd like to take a moment to do that with you now. For as you hang on to issues and situations, experiences and people that are not working for you in your life, it serves as a block. It prevents all that you came here to experience and open up to. It prevents that from being able to fully enter into your life. So open your heart now, opening to this beautiful sacred space of divine love and grace, calling in your own spiritual team that is working specifically with you on your journey, on your divine life mission. And taking a moment to consciously call in anything it is that you desire to let go of. Any people in your life that might be dragging on your energy. Any situations or experiences that might have made you feel less than or not good enough. And imagine a big dumpster, a big landfill. And as these things come into your memory, one by one, imagine tossing them into the landfill, releasing and letting them go. Call to mind any failures that you perceive, any feelings of stuckness, or being blocked. You don't always need to know exactly where these emotions are coming from. You need simply to open your heart and be willing and ready to let them go. For many of these feelings, these emotions, are coming from your ancestral lineage. And there are many that come from the collective consciousness. So just imagine throwing all of those into the landfill that are no longer serving your highest good. And now imagine your beautiful spiritual team coming in and lighting the landfill on fire. And allowing this beautiful fire to transmute and transform this energy. And now feel the Pleiadians here with you, standing on the edge, watching this, assisting in the release of anything that is no longer serving you, and you are ready to release from 2017. Releasing and letting go. Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Releasing and letting go. And if there is anything from previous years that is coming into your awareness at this time, feel free to throw that into the fire as well. And take a nice deep breath. And now we invite you to open up to the blessings of the new year, opening up to 2018. Infinite possibilities, infinite opportunities to create, unending blessings of love, peace, and joy. No matter what your current circumstance is, no matter what your current situation may be, whether you are feeling like you have enough or are enough, you do not need to be in that state of perfection to attract perfection to you. You do not need to be in the state of prosperity to attract prosperity to you. It is important for you to understand and realize this conception, this perception, this belief, and law, if you will, the law of attraction. So your energy is best spent this week being on high alert of the thoughts that are running through your mind. The ego has a tendency to keep you stuck in the past. But you are more than your ego. You are a creation of God, of heaven above. You are all-powerful, ever-knowing, ever-expansive. You are a creator of your life. You came here in this incarnation to create love, to create joy, to create harmony. So be aware of the thoughts that might be running in the subconscious mind, in the background, the program that you might be completely unaware of. Oftentimes it begins with an emotion, and when an emotion arises that is out of alignment with your soul, you will begin to feel anxious or depressed. And that is an opportunity to ask yourself, what am I thinking? What am I saying to myself? Why might I be feeling this emotion at this time? And as you become aware of this negative program that might be running in the background of your mind, it empowers you to begin to change it. Change can simply appear as moving into gratitude, finding things in your life that you are grateful for, reminding yourself that there can be joy found in a sunrise or love seen in nature. Pull yourself out when you are feeling discord and allow gratitude to bring you back into alignment with your power to create anything. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com.
Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on omtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
welcome back to Angel Talk Tuesday. This is Susan Schuler. As a channeler, I work with Jacob, who is a master teacher of the Akashic Records, and he is who I tap into when I do my psychic readings, as well as when I do my past life work. I am a professional psychic medium based in the Los Angeles area, although I do a lot of work in Western New York as well. That's where I'm from. So I travel back and forth quite frequently. I am there right now, and I will be in Western New York until later in the week when I will be going back to sunny California, and I'm anxiously awaiting that because I don't know about the rest of you, but it's been very cold where I'm at. Love it, but it's cold. Julie, as she mentioned, we are doing a Lightworkers 12-week class, and I've already gotten a lot of people inquiring about this, so I would just like to say right now, I know she's mentioned it, if you are interested in getting put on our list, so we will be sending, because it's just going to be a small group of people that we're accepting into this class, please either send Julie an email with your inquiry, or you can send it to my website, or my email at mediumsusan@icloud.com, just to make sure that you're put on this list, because I do have a feeling this class is going to sign up, kind of fill up rather quickly. So anyway, so like I said, I am a professional psychic medium in the Los Angeles area. I do small one-on-one readings via Skype all over the world and in person. I also do small group readings, and this time of year is my favorite time of year because I've learned that sometimes people need a little bit of help with setting intentions, and so that's one of the things that I will do is a small group intention setting party. So if you are in the Los Angeles area and you're interested in doing something like that, also send me an email because my spaces for that are filling up rather quickly this month as well. Also, I don't think Julie mentioned it, but remember we are accepting one person for a mini psychic reading. So if you'd like to call in for a mini psychic reading, this is the phone number to do so. It's 202-570-7057. So let me switch gears, and I do apologize for my voice. I feel very nasally today with my cold. I'm just going to take a few deep breaths and ask Jacob to step forward, and we will see what he has to say today about the topic of our thoughts. So let me just sort of switch gears, take a couple deep breaths, clear my throat, take a sip of water, and ask Jacob to step forward. Good morning, majestic beings of light. Welcome to the new day, the new year, and your new life. For as the saying goes, today is the first day of the rest of your life. We add to that statement, use it wisely and deliberately. As we spoke of last week, many of you do not give enough consideration for the direction you take in your lives. And today, we build upon this concept by reminding you of the power that your thoughts hold in taking you toward a specific direction. This is the year we most desire that you spend getting better control of the frantic way in which your minds work. We see you worry about everything, many in terrible, almost obsessive ways. You do this often and with so much force, most of you are actually unaware of how often you spend your days sending out to the universe all the horrible things you do not want in your lives, rather than focusing on all of those things you do want. We
We will say this again. When you worry, you are making a complete list of all of your worst nightmares, packaging them neatly together, and repeatedly sending them out to the universe. Because these are so feared, there is also very strong emotions around these. So not only are you actually telling the universe what you don't want, placing energy on what is not desired, you are emotionally attached and passionate about it as well. So what you have really just done is placed all of your attention, focus, and passion on something you least want. And this is what the universe may send back your way. Unbeknownst to many of you, you are sabotaging your lives by worry, often without even realizing it. This law of attraction has become popular in your world, but far too many of you have not learned how important learning control your thoughts is, lest you create the world you do not desire, simply by allowing your obsessive worry and fear to rule the show. We still see how many of you will verbally agree that there is a council of helpers all around you, yet consistently forget to call on them to help you during times of stress. This is their agreed-upon role in your life, and they have willingly put themselves in your life to aid in your security, so you may have an easier time navigating through this life. No, that doesn't mean things will be always easy with smooth sailing all the time. Very often it's quite the opposite. But it does mean that as you make your way through this life, learning and experiencing all the interesting things you asked to be taught, that you will receive synchronicities, help, guidance, and strength along the way, and in many forms. Expect it and realize it is part of your design. So regardless of how the things may fall apart, you will always be cared and taken care of. Ask and receive. The answers may not come in the exact way you would like them to, but they will come. And as many of you have realized, seemingly bad things often lead you toward amazing new directions that could never have been imagined otherwise. As you know, this life, regardless of how spiritual you may be, is not all about love, light, and fuzzy bunnies, as one of Susan's teachers liked to say. You are a very brave and courageous soul who chose to be here. Therefore, the things that take place in your lives can be tough and test you in ways unimaginable. But you have help and much power to navigate anything. The act of worrying does nothing positive, but it may negatively affect you and your desired outcomes. This is why it is so very important that you learn to better control your mind and those frantic thoughts swirling in your mind. We understand that fear is powerful and can drive you to respond in negative ways, but those ways will not give you the results you desire. So now is the time to simply take back your control and stop. So practically speaking, this is what we suggest. You by now should realize that by worrying, you are making a wish list of the things you fear most, and then sending it out to the universe to fulfill. So first, you must learn to nip that behavior in the bud. The first step is to simply learn to be aware. Be aware of your thoughts. Aware enough so you can then remind yourself that these thoughts are not actually who you are, but simply thoughts that your ego likes to send out, so it may feel more in control. Once you allow yourself to become aware of this very important concept, you can take a deep breath and cancel that train of thought. Take it right off the track before it begins to pick up steam. Start by taking that deep breath and calling from the depth of your soul for help and guidance. This is much easier to do if you have developed a relationship with your guides, helpers, angels, and God. But even if you haven't, just call out for help and trust unseen hands are helping you at that very moment. You may also want to say a small mantra like, "Help and aid that all be well." It is not, however, about simply asking for help, but also with learning to be grateful for all the help that does come your way. Living from a place of being grateful rather than worried is where this true shift in learning to train your mind will come. Worry is fear. Being grateful is love. And believe us when we say love's vibration is far higher, and the higher your vibration is, the more higher vibrational things you will invite in your life. So not only does worry invite fear, it lowers your vibration, also sending more of what you do not want your way. It matters not if you worry about yourself or others. It is fear-based and therefore holds a negative vibration. That old song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy," was a very wise concept indeed, for it is actually impossible to live a life full of worry and to also be happy. There is a strong conflict of interest, and it will never be done. Use this new year as a new start for the way you choose to direct your mind. Use that simple breath to give you a moment to reflect when you begin to allow the worry train to leave the station, for it is a bumpy and uncomfortable line that will cause nothing but pain, suffering, and stress in your life.
This is Susan Schuler, channeling Jacob from the Akashic Records. Julie and I will be back in a moment to discuss today's channel. Thank you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Trans Channel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday. And welcome back. Hi, this
I'm like,
is
Julie, we can't see you yet.
With Angel Talk Tuesday. All right, everyone. And that was the amazing Susan Schuler channeling Jacob, collective consciousness from the Akasha. Very, very exciting. All right, Susan, we're going to go live on Facebook right now. And I'm just going to hit a button. And we're going.
I give you credit for all the buttons that you get stuck pushing over on your end of it. You make it all work and look so good.
Oh my gosh, I tell you, some days are easier than others. But that was an exciting channeling. And Susan's going to start in just a second. We're actually going to go right on my timeline, Susan. We're going to be brave this morning. All right, here we go.
Okay, so do you want me to start talking about what Metatron had to say today?
Well, I just want to welcome everyone. We are live on Facebook right now. Woohoo! And Happy New Year, everyone. This is so exciting, to have you join us here for the new year, new celebration. We are bringing an energy forecast to you right now. Where is your energy best spent for this week, this very first week of 2018? Very exciting. And so I channel Archangel Metatron, Susan channels Jacob. We just got done with a live channeling over on YouTube. And now we're joining you here on Facebook for a discussion on the messages that came through. So if you're just seeing this right now, we'd love it if you'd stop by and say hi, post your first name in the newsfeed, what state you're in, and what your word for 2018 is. So what is your word for 2018? My word is serve. Susan, did you pick a word? Do you do
Mine's
that?
Mine's perseverance.
Perseverance. Yeah, that's kind of the bring it on word. Yeah, no, I'm not that brave. But serve is a pretty big one too, but I'm ready for that. So yeah, we'd love to know what your word is for 2018. And again, we are here on our Angel Talk Tuesday show, sharing a beautiful energy forecast with you. And we do give away one free psychic reading at the end. So we'll make an announcement the last few minutes, and then you can post a question in the news feed or in our chat room if you're in our private Angel Talk chat room. Or Facebook Live, doesn't matter. And at the very end, we'll pick a lucky winner and give a free psychic reading. So right now, I'm going to pass it over to Susan, who's going to share some of the messages that Metatron brought in.
Okay, thank you, Julie. You know, it's interesting. Metatron jumped right into doing something that I hadn't actually thought about doing. But he talked about how before we could invite in the new year, we needed to close out the old year. And I thought that was rather brilliant. And then he walked us through sort of like envisioning all things that you may not have gone as well as you wanted them to go. And to just sort of let your angels, guides, and helpers sort of put that off to the side so they could take it away. And I think that that's extremely important, the letting go. And the whole time that was going on, Julie, I kept hearing forgiveness, forgiveness. So it's like, I know from my personal standpoint, as much as I feel like I've probably forgiven certain things that have happened, clearly my own guides and angels were telling me, okay, Susan, this is something you got to let go. So for me, this was really good because I've been looking ahead and all the things I want and all the things I want to achieve, but I hadn't let go. So I hope the rest of you really did this when you did listen to it. And if you're just joining us now and you didn't get to listen to Metatron say that, I would highly recommend going back and listening to. Very important. Another thing that he was talking about was the fact that you don't need to be in a state of something. In other words, you don't need to be in the state of prosperity to actually ask for it to come into your life. I think so many times we're waiting for all of our ducks to be perfectly aligned before we can move forward. And what I got out of Metatron saying that is that's not the way it is. As long as you're setting that intention, you know, I want prosperity. I want to, you know, do all of these things with my new year. You can do that. I don't know, Julie, do you want to add anything to that before I keep going?
Yeah, no, that was really powerful because I think that it's really, really difficult. One of the biggest struggles with law of attraction is that if you're not where you want to be right now, it's often hard to create that bridge to get you to that place you want to be. And so Jacob talked about this as well. Sometimes we get stuck in that hole of all of the things worrying about what's yet to come, but also about, you know, not having what we want and not being able to see a way out. So you don't need to be in that state of perfection to build that bridge to get to where you want to be, because it starts with feeling. It starts with emotion. It doesn't start with physical things, actually having physical things in your life. That's why that old adage, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer, that's why. Because the rich are already in that beautiful place of prosperity and creation and open-heartedness. And so they just continue to have more blessings of prosperity and abundance in their lives because they're already in that state of creation. So that is just by automatic default. And on the other hand, it's by automatic default that the poor keep getting poorer because they're in that closed state. They're in that depressed emotion. They're in that anxiety and that worry. And as Jacob shared as well, that when you are consumed with all of those thoughts, that you are a lot of times unconsciously putting that out into the universe because the universe acts as a mirror to you. So I really did appreciate when Metatron said you don't have to have everything that you want in your life here in order to get that. We can help you create that bridge and help you move on the path to the fullest expression of your soul.
And you know, it's interesting, Julie, that you say that because, like, statistically speaking, if somebody files bankruptcy, almost 100% of the time, they will go back to the same socioeconomic background that they came from. So whether you're a millionaire and you file bankruptcy, you will go back to being a millionaire. If you were making $50,000, you will go. So, I mean, to me, that speaks volumes about what the power that we have in our brain. I mean, it's just there. It's what we're wired to do.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. We do have, Julie has shared with us, her word for the year is learn. We have a beautiful hello from Nana, and forgive me if I mispronounce that. Good morning from Kathleen. Thanks for joining us here, Kathleen. Lovely to see you over here on our news feed. And again, if you are just watching this on Facebook Live, if you've just jumped in here, we are talking about the energy forecast for this week. Where is your energy best spent? And these are channeled messages and insights from our masters, our teachers that we work with in the spiritual realm. And so place your first name and what state you're from and what is your word for 2018. If you've never done this before, it's quite powerful. And I like to do it every year. It's a very simplified way of setting a resolution. If you don't like resolutions or you have a hard time adhering to your resolutions, just do a word. And then what I like to do is I like to put it prominent someplace that I see throughout the year and then just kind of remind myself that, you know, that's my word, that's my goal for the year. My word is serve. What was your word again, Susan?
Perseverance.
That's a tough one. Perseverance. I'm going to check in with you at the end of the year and see how that one's going. Any other thoughts on Metatron's messages today, Susan?
Well, he ended with saying that we are the creator. And I just think that's really important, especially at this time of year, that we do create our realities. And what it's just like setting that intention about, okay, what is the word that you want to create? What do you want to create? What kind of life do you want to create? And that your thoughts, it all stems from, like, and he even said, like, if you get sad or you get depressed and that's the emotion that it comes in on, be very, very aware of that. And to me, brilliant. I just love that. And I like to know that I have a little bit of control, even though I give so much of my control to the, you know, the helpers that are out there for me, but we create our own reality.
Yeah. And, you know, a beautiful message, too, is that our purpose here is to create. We came here to create. And, you know, sometimes it gets stuck in, oh, you know, I'm not living my purpose or I don't, what am I supposed to do? I mean, that's a big number one question I get as a psychic is, what is my divine life mission? I'm clueless. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. And it's simple. You're here to create.
Coco Chanel that said, if you have nothing else to create, then create yourself. Love that.
Ooh, that one's good. I really like that one, Susan. Thanks for sharing that. All right. And we have got, Kathleen's word is allow. I love that. That's a good word. Julia, good morning from Alaska. Wow, ooh, that's so exciting. Okay, I'm just going to share a few messages from Jacob. I've got my notes over here. Jacob kind of had a three-step process. The first step is to be aware and remind yourself these thoughts are not who you are. I love that because it's so very important. You know, these thoughts are running. We all have it. And nobody's immune. We've got this negative Nelly in our mind. And oftentimes that knee-jerk reaction of the worst thing we could possibly think of that might be happening. And the first step Jacob talked about is to be aware that this is actually going on in your mind and kind of step out of your being and kind of take a step back and be like, oh, okay, what's going on that's making me feel this way all the time? Or what's going on that's blocking me from what I want to bring in, what I want to create? So be aware, remind yourself that these thoughts are not who you are. So just because a thought comes in your mind doesn't mean it's your thought, and it doesn't mean that's who you are. So most definitely awareness is key. Second step, cancel that thought. Take a deep breath, ask your angels for help, and trust that you are being guided and guarded by a beautiful team of spiritual beings. So don't forget, I mean, that was a big message from Jacob too, is that they're assigned to you. They're here just for you. And so oftentimes we forget that. And especially when we are in the throes of worry, we forget that we have a beautiful spiritual team of angels that are here for us alone and wanting to help and guide us. So cancel that thought, call in your angels, trust that there's a bigger force, unseen force that's working in your life. And then Jacob talked about using a mantra, and I'm huge on this too. And one of my number one mantras for worry is, out of this experience, only good will come. Any thoughts?
Yeah, Susan? No, that's so true. And I can't even remember what the mantra was that he gave. But to me, sometimes it is just a matter of, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to work out the way that it's supposed to. And as Julie, as I mentioned to you earlier, I've been staying at my sister's house. And I mean, I'm not kidding you when I tell you, in the 3 weeks that I've been here, her roof is getting fixed on. There's men up above pounding as I speak. All the pipes have frozen because they didn't realize the pipes were on the roof. And then now she needs new pipes. So it's like, as I'm sitting here with her, I've been living this, don't worry. So I found it kind of interesting when I looked at what we were actually going to be channeling today, because I didn't know. And I was like, okay, I get the joke. I'm listening.
Right. Yeah. And so we all have those times in our life where we're just knee deep. We are so knee deep in it that it's hard to see our way out. But by taking a deep breath, being aware that your mind is kind of naturally that knee-jerk autopilot reaction of fear and worry, and then pull yourself back out. Pull yourself. Imagine your angels have a rope and they're pulling you out of that rabbit hole, I call it. All right. We love to give away a free psychic reading every week when we come together and share these awesome energy forecasts with you. And we've got a beautiful, a lovely, lovely person. Oh, I just want to say, Julia, her word for 2018 is patience and loving kindness. Those are definitely awesome, awesome words. Okay, so we've got Julie Boyle over in our chat room in our private angel tribe there. And she says, she wants to know, what does the new year have in store for me? And Susan, I'm going to have you start this, and I'm going to grab a card for her.
Okay, it's interesting because, Julie, what the way that it shows up for me is a very, you actually show up watering something, and it's coming up green. Now, to me, I work with a lot of different colors. Green is the color of healing, and it can be with your own inner healing as well as the healing that you're going to be giving to other people. So I do feel like there's an element of you being healer and stepping into it a little bit more. I don't feel like it's necessarily in the conventional way, like a doctor or a lawyer. I'm sorry, a doctor or a lawyer. That was sort of funny. A doctor or a nurse. But I am feeling that there's that healing thing. Also, as I'm seeing this clairvoyantly, you're not just watering something else. You're watering yourself a little bit. So make sure that you're healing and nurturing yourself at the same time that you're taking care of all the other ones near you, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense.
It does. And okay. I work with Julie. She's absolutely amazing. I love her to pieces. And I have a brand new card deck, Susan, I've been dying to use. It's the numerology deck. And I just opened it right now for Julie, and I'm going to go ahead and pull a card quick. She's going to be my very first reading from this deck.
Guinea pig, yay!
I know. And she got a beautiful card here for 2018. So this is kind of a forecast card for you, Julie, for the year, because you asked about the year. And the card is, it's number 9, and actually 9 is my number for my year here, serve. So number 9 is about service, being in service to humanity. And the word on the card is completion. So what I am seeing for 2018 is that it's kind of bringing everything full circle for you. So through this year, you're going to be experiencing completion on so many levels, so many layers in your life. And I really strongly get that sense of stepping fully into that divine life mission. And again, serving humanity, that number 9. So I would add that completion and that number 9 to your repertoire, if you will, for this beautiful 2018. Wow.
And it's interesting, Julie, exciting. Too, if I can interject, that was a giant Merkaba on top of that's what that picture was. So she might want to Google that to just see if she can't, because that's like your whole energy field that swirls around us.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I have to say, Susan, all of these numerology cards have that Merkaba on it.
Very cool.
And they all have different colors, too. And so the color on this card is that indigo purple, which is definitely about that third eye expansion and opening up your beautiful gifts that you've come here to share with the world. All right, and that's our time. Wow, it always goes so fast. Again, this is Julie Geigel and the beautiful Susan Schuler here sharing a beautiful energy forecast on our show, Angel Talk Tuesday. You can catch us every week. Here we're live on Facebook at 9:30 a.m. We're live on Om Times Radio and YouTube at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every week. Remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting and supporting and inspiring you every day. Until next week, this is Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler from Angel Talk Tuesday. Have a beautiful week, everyone, and a happy,
bye-bye, everybody.
And blessed New Year.